Yeah, TH. I just came upon this quote by Marcus Aurelius that happiness comes from, you know, when you think the right way. It's from the mind. And sometimes we go through times in our lives when things are not the way we want them to be, and we are frustrated or we are unhappy and we feel things are not right, or we are depressed. Of course, if we get depressed, meaning that it lasts for a long time, we should look out. Because things that tend to become chronic, yeah, they should be dealt with. But you know, we may then in such a situation think, oh, if I do that, I can fix it this way, that way, and counteract that thing, and we think and think and think, if only, if I had that, then it would be good, and but I don't, and maybe I could fix that if I really work hard, but oh, the way I feel now, I don't have the energy or enthusiasm or motivation for such hard work. And then, you know, we sit sometimes, find ourselves as if stuck down there. And some people, they stay there, and for them, life, normal, ordinary life, means that to be more or less miserable. But that's not what life is about. In the wisdom gathered in human history, we rather learn, ananda maya obhyasa, we learn that we are meant to be happy. We are by nature happy. So, this Marcus Aurelius, he kind of brings a little bit different perspective to that. It may not be do this, do that, get this, get that, and then you're happy. Well, then you can solve your feeling down to feeling up again. But it talks more about us there within. And here I am within, looking out at what's going on out there, and sometimes it's not the way I would like to see it. And then, yes, you may become a bit down. But here I am, here we are within, and the wise then tell us that your happiness is there within, and it's not really dependent on what's going on out there. You just need to learn the art of life. So yeah, I mean, the other day a son of mine teenager, you know how that is, felt kind of down. I don't have this, I don't have that. Life is not the way I would want it to be. And yes, we recognize that, don't we? And then I started talking about, or have been lately, that, you know, sometimes you just gotta do what you gotta do. And it may not seem to be a direct solution to your problem, as it seems. But you know, it could be something as simple as cleaning your apartment. Taking a shower, putting on clean clothes, taking a walk. And so on, living in a way, you know, that makes your mind and body balanced again and harmonious and healthy. And then, whoops, all of a sudden you see things differently. And maybe you get a very good idea all of a sudden, and the solution comes there from maybe an unexpected direction. To me, more often than not, that's how it turned out. And then we're talking about Shreyas and Preyas, these Sanskrit words meaning Preya, Priya, means that which seems very dear to us right now. I want this, I want that. Now. But not, we can't always get it right now. So Shreyas means, what can I do right now that will lead meet in the future to where I should be. If I'm a student and I study properly today, rather than merging into my computer game because I feel not in the mood of studying anymore, then, you know, a year from now or whatever, I may find myself in that better, higher education or job, surrounded by people who are like me, a bit closer to my life, you know, doing what I love to do, what I'm good at doing, and together with others. And all of a sudden, that which was the cause of what the lack I felt, or I feel right now, will be gone for real. Because sometimes it takes time. And that means that when I feel this or that way now, the right thing to do now maybe a little different from what I feel like doing now, or in short sight think that I should do now. So it takes a bit of intelligence and some good advice from the wise ones. Because, you know, yeah, why not listen to even to us old people? Because most of us, or some of us, we have learned by our mistakes. We have learned through this school of hard knocks. But sometimes we have also learned from the wise. And there are some good books, and some bad books, but there are some real good teachings that such people have taken upon themselves, a job and so on, time to compile just in order to help us. So, you know, when there is a helping hand reaching out to you, learn to see it and take it and say thanks. And then when you have learned, and I'm not talking about learning sitting there in the head or the mind and theories, but learn the art of life by living it and making your own life happy and successful. Again, success may not always be what some tell us, money and this and that. Well, when you have learned that, better sooner than later, then you will probably, just like me, just feel that, yes, I want to give this to others too. This is nice. So yeah, there is hope, wherever you may find yourself right now, you who hear this, take my word for it.